on your radio, on the LBC app, and
play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. The Metropolitan Police says finding the sex offender and asylum seeker Hadash Kabat, who is a top priority after he was released from prison by mistake on Friday. The 38-year-old was given a 12-month sentence in September after attacking a 14-year-old and a woman in Epping. It's claimed he remained outside the prison concerned for 90 minutes after his release and was last seen in Stratford in East London. Sim was making a delivery to HMP Chelmsford at the time when Kabat was set free.
He kept saying, where do I go? What do I do? Where do I don't know, I don't know. And then he'd come, they basically was almost sending him away. It's like, go, you've been released, you go. So he come back out, goes back in, and it was about maybe fourth or fifth time. He goes back in and one of the officers, she's obviously a search lady or something, started to help him.
A Reform UK MP has apologised after saying TV adverts which are full of black and Asian people drive her mad. Sarah Pochin, who represents Runcorn and Helsby, says she still feels they don't represent British society. Labour has called her comments completely unacceptable. The Conservatives are promising to stop 35,000 crimes by deploying more police to problem areas if they can return to power. Kemi Badenoch's party is setting out further details of its new policing plan. It includes plans to recruit 10,000 new police officers. The new president of Ireland is promising to be an inclusive leader after recording a landslide victory. The left-wing candidate Catherine Connolly's beaten Heather Humphreys and will be sworn into office next month. The Irish journalist Briba Holmes has been talking to LBC.
She is likely to follow in the footsteps of Michael D. Higgins, the current president, who himself is quite left-leaning, and has sort of moved the presidency towards a more outspoken role. And it's likely that she has a long history of being a sort of anti-establishment figure and speaking out on topics like Ireland's neutrality and women's rights.
And President Trump says he plans to raise levies on Canadian imports by an extra 10% because of an anti-tariff advert shown on television. It was broadcast briefly by the province of Ontario, but Donald Trump says the commercial should have been pulled sooner. LBC weather, showers and eventually longer spells of rain for western and northern areas overnight, mainly dry, clear and chilly elsewhere, with a low in some parts of the UK of around 3 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Well, let's get back to it.
Okay, let's start with Meghan Markle news. You remember Meghan Markle, don't you? Yeah, that's her, yeah. These are all headlines on the in the same paper on the same day. How Meghan Markle and Prince Harry plotted their escape from the royal family inside their fortified Vancouver mansion in 2019. Fortified. Awkward moment, Meghan Markle interrupts bookstore speaking event to correct how her friend holds the microphone. Meghan loses 10th spin chief in 5 years as ex-Netflix worker resigns after just 3 months. She's not a quicker. She's not a quitter. Things must have been pretty horrible, says friend. Meghan's hit a trashy new low, but Prince William just dropped the biggest clue yet of the ultimate humiliation still to come. Palace insiders gave Meghan Markle a cutting nickname after she married Prince Harry, which is a not-so-subtle nod to the Duchess of Windsor. Meghan's own goal of monumental stupidity is the kind only she is capable of making. And on the other hand, Kate Middleton just proved this pretty blouse trend is back for autumn. Isn't she an absolute dream? Messages from last night. This says it infuriates me when these right-wing knuckle-draggers say, why haven't Labour sorted everything out? Saying that you can't keep blaming the Tories. Yet those same Tories were still banging on about that damn note that was left 14 years earlier. That's true. Yes, well spotted. Lydia in Sheffield says, there was a woman interviewed on LBC in Caerphilly who was asked what she thought to see... that's not in, even close to what she was asked. From the top. There was a woman interviewed on LBC... This is the first time I've spoken today, so I'm testing my mouth out on you. Lydia, Lydia in Sheffield says there was a woman interviewed on LBC in Caerphilly who was asked what she was most worried about. She said, immigration. We don't have a problem here, but I'm worried about it. Unbelievable, says Lydia. No, Lydia. No. No. Believable. Andy in Horam says, and I apologise for having to say the word Horam. She says, hi, Nick. I'm thinking of building a ballroom in my back garden by converting one of those massive gazebos, but it might involve demolishing some of my neighbour's fence. Should I just crack on and do it? Well, Andy, first you must assure your neighbour that you will not demolish any of their fence, and then do it. As per the example given by Donald Trump. This one. Hi, Nick. I saw pictures from this week's COVID inquiry. I couldn't tell whether Boris Johnson was giving evidence or the inquiry was just haunted. Just haunted, Bodger.
Yeah. Wait.
Oh, he's still doing that, isn't he? Nick, have you seen the picture circulating on social media of Trump's extension? Now, don't be alarmed. It's not that. And, by the way, you should be ashamed of where your mind went just now. Nick, have you seen the picture circulating on social media of Trump's extension? It's made out to look like the Death Star from Star Wars. Yeah, I have seen that, yeah. It makes out that his ballroom is a not-quite-completed Death Star from Star Wars. Although, you know, if you put Donald Trump in a long cape and gave him a gas mask, he'd be a spitting image. 0345-6060-973. Let me just check how many more of these I've got to go from last night. Oh, only 11 pages. Good grief. Why can't you people leave me alone? I can't read 11 pages. Well, while I think about that, here's a call in Bath from a bloke called John. John.
Hello.
John.
I tell you, Nick, I'm recently, right now, I'm back in London for a few days, and I was in Leicester Square in the area I used to work in, and
I
passed by your area, and is that going to be an ice ring, that thing in front of you?
I just noticed that today. Normally it's those Tyrolean huts. Where they keep them for the rest of the year, I have no idea. But they pop them out, and they usually stick them... stick them in there, from which to sell... You know, liquidized chocolate. Have you seen those chocolate fountains?
Yes,
can you imagine them ever cleaning them? I mean, ever? Who would, in their right mind, would want to buy one of those?
It's like an ice machine at McDonald's. Don't go near it.
Well, I don't think there's anything like it at all. Not remotely similar. But anyway, they sell those decorations that spin around and catch the eye, and look pretty groovy.
Yowza!
I did see that there was a big lorry there that said something like skating rink supplies.
Oh God, yeah.
And so yeah, I think it's going to be another blooming skating rink in there.
I can see all sorts of, like, shenanigans going on there. Sort of people running away to get away from people and slipping over and all sorts of horrible things.
Running away from people?
Well, no, because Leicester Square, as you know, I've worked there many years before I moved away. Generally, it's where I've noticed a lot of kind of, let's put it this way, criminally... inclined people trying to run away from policemen and stuff. The idea of
I haven't seen that. What you mean is young people out on the town enjoying themselves. That's what you mean, isn't it?
Yeah, that is exactly what I mean. But running across an ice ring is going to be interesting.
Yeah, well, you'll have to pay, I would imagine, £15 before you're allowed onto the ice rink. So you probably want to run around it if your life is actually in danger.
And the other thing I was going to ask you, I noticed underneath your building, what's happened to the building underneath it? It looks like it's completely decimated.
I don't know. It used to be a business, and I think it is a business no more, or maybe they're just redecorating, renovating.
I can't remember my days whether it was a restaurant or a club or something.
Yeah, well, there is a club down there. And every now and again, you can hear that thump, thump, thump coming up through through the walls. Turn that racket down.
Turn it down.
But I think it used to be a restaurant of some sort. Can't recall.
See, I don't want to get into politics, but I just wanted to ask you this: do you know this young woman who is advising us all to go home?
Does this have anything to do with skating?
Which, yes, it's connected.
Is it? Because I only want to take questions about skating.
Listen, I will skate home. But, I forget her name. James O'Brien was talking about her and stuff. I forget what her name is. It's but anyway.
Oh, Katie Lamb.
That's it, but spelt with L-A-M.
Yeah, L-A-M, which is the wrong spelling.
No B.
Yeah.
But also, I looked her up. I didn't realise this. She comes from Dutch Germanic ancestry.
Oh, yeah.
And one of her family members was a victim of the Holocaust. So it's... I'm kind of slightly perplexed about her idea of sending people home.
I assume that she said it because she thought it would be received well by the kind of people that she is hoping to appeal to.
But this isn't the programme for me to talk about that.
No, it isn't. So thanks for bringing it up. All right, thanks a lot, John. Gotta go. Gotta skate. It says Donald Trump cancelled trade talks with Canada this week after a Canadian politician quoted a Republican president saying that when tariffs are applied, no one wins. Poor Melania. She was looking forward to having him out of the house for a bit. Yeah, he's still going to be hanging around the place, Melania.
I don't care.
Yeah, she's in a different wing. She's in that wing that just got pulled down. She's in a tent in the grounds. Anything to stay out of, the grasps of you-know-who. Yeah, what absolute nonsense about that Reagan quote. I mean, what on earth was that about? It's just so silly. If you were in a coma and you missed this story, it was that Trump said on Thursday he was terminating negotiations with Canada over the high tariffs that he imposed on its steel, auto parts and other major exports, adding new uncertainty to the relationship with America's second biggest trading partner. On Truth Social, the president said he was ending all trade negotiations with Canada because of a video ad paid for by the province of Ontario that featured President Ronald Reagan speaking negatively about tariffs. And what is extraordinary about hearing old presidents, even ones that you thought were the low bar for stupidity.
Absolutely.
They seem like world statesmen in comparison to the clown show that we got going over there at the moment.
Don't be rude.
On Truth Social, the president said he was ending all trade with Canada. He said, or he wrote rather, all in capital letters, of course, because, that's the way that adults communicate with each other. Tariffs are very important to the national security and economy of the USA. Based on their egregious behavior... Anybody believe that he personally came up with that word?
No.
Egregious behavior. All trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated. Trump claimed the ad was fake, said it had been placed to interfere with the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, which is currently considering a legal challenge to many of Trump's tariffs. Well, as with everything else that goes past the Supreme Court, they'll just say, yes, sir, Mr. Trump. Sir, yes, sir. And I looked into this. I saw the advert and I thought, huh, well, that certainly makes Trump look a chump. And then I saw this thing that the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute released. The quotes were drawn from a radio address that Reagan gave in 87, in which he urged Congress not to pursue protectionist policies against Japan and gave a blistering critique of the economic effects of tariffs. He did. That the quotes in the ad were taken from different parts of Reagan's speech, but they hadn't been altered in any way. And the sense of it, the logic of it, had not been changed either. It's just that you can't put a 5-minute speech in a 30-second ad. And they didn't edit the opinion. They didn't take out some context of the quote and make it mean the opposite of what Reagan said. And what is weird is that the Reagan Foundation said that this ad misrepresented the opinion of Ronald Reagan. And, crucially, they provided a link to hear the Reagan address in full. And I clicked it. And I listened to it. And I assume that the Reagan Foundation just thought that no one would listen to a 5-minute speech these days. Or maybe they hadn't listened to it. Because it is exactly as the ad portrayed. And this is what the Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute said. We have learned that the government of Ontario, Canada, created an ad campaign using selective audio and video of President Ronald Reagan delivering his radio address to the nation on free and fair trade, April 25th, 1987. The ad misrepresents the presidential radio address, and the governor of Ontario did not seek nor receive permission to use and edit the remarks. Well, don't make no, never mind if he received permission. I mean, it's all out in the public. It's in the public domain. They can do what they want with it. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute is reviewing its legal options in this matter. We encourage you to watch President Reagan's unedited video on our YouTube channel. Then they gave a link, and I did, and I sat there for 5 minutes and I watched it, expecting, the Canadians to, you know, be up to their usual Canadian tricks.
No!
But they weren't. It's true. That's exactly what Reagan said. Don't be a tariffer. Don't be a dummy. Words to that effect. And Canada is, along with Mexico, their biggest trading partner in America. And Donald Trump is making it harder and more expensive for America and Canada to do business. You imagine the stupidity of that. I mean, how daft would you have to be to make it more difficult and expensive to deal with your biggest trading partner? It's a good job we have never done anything that stupid. Hey, Blobby.
I can't comment on that.
How's Brexit going, by the way?
Brexit's going great.
This is LBC.
Come in, everyone ready?
Exciting. Remembering how to prepare for a road trip is as easy as spelling it. T is for top up, like fuel, oil and screen wash. R is for rest, taking a break every 2 hours. I is for inspect, like your tyre pressure and tread. P is for prepare, being prepared for any weather. T-R-I-P. Remember that, and you're ready for a safe trip.
Are we ready?
Yes, Mum.
National Highways.
Sharing intimate photos of her without her consent.
Unwanted touching. Unwanted comments. Unwanted nudes.
Controlling what she can and can't wear.
Controlling who she can and can't see.
Threatening her.
Enough. This is abuse.
If you think it's wrong, act on it.
Call it out. Show support. Report it.
There are many ways you can safely tackle violence against women and girls. Find out how at gov.uk/enough. If someone is in danger, call 999.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
This is absolute tosh.
Thanks, Nige. You're the best. Simon in Redhill says, so, Plumpty Dumpty has demolished the wing of the White House that had the office of the First Lady. I wonder what Melania thinks of that. Yeah, well, I very much doubt that she ever went into her office. Do you care at all that your office is no longer there?
I don't care.
No, she doesn't care. Sheffield, hello, Naomi.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
I am great, mate.
Okay, so I know you don't like homework, so I'm deciding to educate you live on air.
Thank you.
So I was listening to you last night on Catch Up, which I quite often do because I fall asleep. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
But do you remember you were talking about, you pronounced it wrong, but you're talking about Pladis and them changing the chocolate on the Penguin and Club recipes to a chocolate-flavoured compound.
Right,
do you remember that?
Papa Penguin, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You remember it?
It was yesterday.
I am surprised.
It was
really
yesterday.
Surprised.
Yes, yeah. I remember it, yes.
You never remember anything.
It was about chocolate.
You don't listen.
It was about chocolate, Naomi, so of course I remember.
Right. So I'm now going to educate you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You seem to be dissing it quite a lot, the idea.
What, the idea of covering biscuits in something that looks like chocolate but isn't actually chocolate?
Completely, yeah.
Right.
And you even mentioned wagon wheels. And I was listening to this because I was listening to you on Catch Up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then you kept me awake till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Sorry about that.
I was so annoyed, and I'm thinking, I want to ring him. Anyway, I'm now going to educate you. Right, imagine a chocolate cake, okay?
Yeah.
Are you imagining a chocolate cake?
Mmm, so yummy.
Right, so do you imagine a chocolate cake, and imagine the knife cutting into the chocolate cake?
Yes. I'll have the bigger slice, please. I have my eye on that, and you just happen to cut that slice bigger than anybody else's. That's mine. I want that one.
Right, but what does the chocolate look on the top of your slice? Is it cracked, or has the knife gone into the chocolate cake, mm-hmm. into the sponge, and it's all smooth?
Yes.
And which one is it? Is the chocolate cracked, or is the chocolate smooth and creamy?
Naomi, I think you're cracked.
No, I'm not. I used to work in the chocolate industry and I had to learn this stuff.
Okay, well, what's on top of a cake isn't chocolate, it's chocolate icing. Different. Chocolate-flavoured mush.
No, you're wrong.
I am right.
Right, so some chocolate cakes have chocolate on the top, and when the knife goes in, because of the cocoa butter in the chocolate, it cracks. So it doesn't look pretty anymore. Okay? Yeah. It tastes delicious, but it doesn't look pretty.
Yes.
But then you get other chocolate cakes and the knife goes in and the chocolate kind of smooths around the knife and nothing cracks.
Right.
And
it's icing. It's chocolate-flavored icing. Of course it is.
Icing is all sugar. Icing is all sugar.
Apart from the taste. The taste part is the chocolate bit.
No, right, okay. No, you're being difficult for the sake of it.
Is this you educating me?
You're being difficult. Yes, it really is. Because those chocolate cakes that don't crack on the top, that the knife cuts into, it smooths around.
Yes.
That is...
icing.
No, it's not icing. Just get off the icing. It's not icing. It's... just not got the cocoa butter in it. It's not full of sugar, which icing is.
Yes.
Okay? It's just a delicious, tasty chocolate.
Right. I'm trying to be educated, and I'm trying to follow your class, but you appear to be inebriated. Would you like to take the rest of the day off?
Goodness sake, I listen to you every night on a Friday, Saturday, well, and even on Sunday.
Well, that must be awful for you. But thanks.
You're my biggest fan.
You might have that right. Yeah, that is probably true. But thanks for your efforts, Naomi. Stay after class. 0345-6060-973. Does anybody have any idea what that was about?
No.
This says, good evening, Nick. There's nothing interesting in this text. I'm just saying hello to be polite. Hope you are enjoying the show as much as we are. This says, some enjoyable homework for you. I guarantee you will not regret it. Look up Boris Chat GPT on YouTube. It's only a few seconds long. You'll want it on your soundboard. 100%. Trust me, you're welcome. Looking it up on YouTube. Well, I'll have to do that later. Bit busy at the moment. You know, I've got something going on here. Up to my eyeballs, I am. This says, did the vote take place in the European Parliament yet as to whether the clocks should stop changing? If they do away with it, so will we, because of Ireland. Here's hoping. You know, I wasn't going to talk about this tonight. There's a couple of years that have gone on this precise date that I just haven't been bothered. I thought, oh, God, you know, what's the point? People complain about the same blooming thing every year and nothing ever happens. Well... I can't believe it, but the Daily Mail printed a big long story, which basically backed up everything I said about this last night. Scientists, you know, scientists with the science have issued renewed calls for daylight saving time to be ditched amid fears that it fuels a rise in cancer and potentially deadly traffic accidents.
Oh no!
In the early hours of tomorrow morning, the clocks will jump back an hour. But experts have warned that it could have a slew of unexpected consequences and say it should be absolutely abolished.
Absolutely.
They're absolutely abolished.
Absolutely.
That's what it says in the Mail. It should be absolutely abolished. The practice was first introduced in 1916 in a bid to improve workforce productivity by making the most of daylight hours in the summer months. It means the clocks go forward by 1 hour on the last Sunday in March and back 1 hour... on the last Sunday in October, as in tomorrow. The argument is that as the days get longer, shifting our schedules forward gives people more sunlight hours during their working day. But since 1916, and this is a fact, you can look it up, since 1916 we have enjoyed something called electricity. We got light bulbs now. Mounting evidence highlights the negative effects of the biannual shift. Losing an hour of sleep when the clocks move forward can result in the whole population feeling more tired than usual. Studies have suggested that the risk of a fatal traffic accident increases by 6% following the spring daylight savings time transition. There's also evidence of increased risk of cardiovascular events, increased risk of suicidal behaviours, increased mortality in the days after switching our clocks. Meanwhile, our bodies rely on a bright morning sun to keep our bodies aligned with a normal 24-hour solar cycle. And there's a growing body of evidence that a mismatch between the sun and our bodies can have severe long-term health impacts. Studies have shown those living in the west of a time zone, where the mismatch between the sun time and our body clocks is greatest, have high risks of leukemia, stomach cancer, lung cancer and breast cancer. Is any of this starting to alarm you yet?
Yes.
Dr. Geoffrey Keilu is a researcher at King's College London, specialises in circadian rhythms, and he said that evidence shows keeping to one time zone throughout the year would be better for our health. But as he is an expert in possession of facts, no one was remotely interested in anything he had to say.
Correct.
Molecular biologist Dr. John O'Neill said daylight saving time should absolutely be abolished. He said it's completely ridiculous we're still living with this anachronism. Dr. Megan Crawford sits on the executive team at the British Sleep Society, who's called for the twice-yearly clock change to be abolished. According to new analysis by the Electric Car Scheme, certain hours experience dramatic increases in crash rates immediately following the changing of the clocks. The hour after midnight on Sunday, immediately after the clocks go back, shows the second highest risk of the year, with 186% more crashes than normal. Dr. Thomas Upton, clinical research fellow at Automated Sampling at the University of Bristol, said, "Evidence is growing that daylight savings may be harmful to health. The effect of changing the clocks is a sudden change in sleeping patterns. Our biological rhythms of hormones, including the hormone cortisol, keep anticipating the old time and therefore get out of sync." He said, the evidence is this might contribute to worsening health, including depression, even heart attacks. Is anybody paying attention?
No.
Grief. And so the Mail conducted a poll. Should daylight savings time be abolished? 4,804 votes. Yes, 82%. 82% said it should be abolished. Now, the Europeans have been talking about this for a good long while, and they said they were going to do it, and then they, the longest time, they said, and now Spain is furious, and they're demanding that they actually do something about it. And this was after, now, 4,800 votes is not that much. I mean, it's like probably double what your average political poll takes as opinions, but still, not that many. So, how about 6.4 million Europeans who answered a poll, of which those that expressed a preference, 84% said that they should put an end to daylight savings time. Stop the clocks being mucked about with. And those numbers are pretty similar then. The Daily Mail poll said 82% don't want the clocks to move. The European poll of 6.4 million people said 84%. Almost the same. Practically everybody in the land doesn't want the clocks to change, but they're going to do it anyway.
Damn it!
And that's why I don't talk about this anymore, because it's just infuriating. This thing gets visited upon, and it's not just one day. Of course, it's not just one hour. It affects us for the next five blooming months. And no one cares. And no one can explain why, other than, you know, some cow fancier in Scotland would have to milk their cows in the dark. For some mystifying reason, I don't know why. Cows do not know what time it is. Just milk them when the sun comes up. Anyway, it's not that I'm complaining or anything.
Whinging and whining and moaning.
0345-6060-973. Text 84850. Email nicka@lbc.co.uk. If you are on WhatsApp, then it's the same number as the phone. 0345-6060-973. It was mentioned a little while ago that this and the Friday shows do get stuck up the internet as a podcast. It's called Nick Abbott The Whole Show Podcast, the Friday and Saturday night shows. They're exclusive to Global Player or the new LBC app, both of which are free from your app store. And the thing to remember is Nick Abbott The Whole Show Podcast. Now, the idea is we take the news and most of the ads out, mostly, which means it takes less time to listen to, but you still lose an hour anyway. Ask for it by name on an internet near you. What, Nick Abbott, The Whole Show Podcast. Almost did the Carol McGiffin one there.
Right, so what are we doing?
Yeah, we're doing a radio show, Given. Keep up. 10:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Tim Daly.
Police looking for the missing asylum seeker and sex attacker Hadish Kabatu say he was now seen in East London on Friday evening. It's believed the 38-year-old, who was released from prison by mistake, was in the Dalston part of Hackney at about 8 p.m. The Conservatives are promising to stop 35,000 crimes by deploying more police to problem areas if they can return to power. Kemi Badenoch's party is setting out further details of its new policing plan. And the new president of Ireland has promised to be an inclusive leader after recording a landslide victory. The left-wing independent, Catherine Connolly, has beaten Heather Humphreys. LBC weather, showers and eventually longer spells of rain for western and northern parts of the UK overnight. Mainly dry, clear and chilly elsewhere, with a low of around 3 degrees.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.
Why is there delay?
Straight to the point.
This government is unravelling everywhere you look.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
How can that make sense to anyone?
Listen on our free Global Player app or the new LBC app. Download it now from your app store. LBC.
Julie could part exchange her car. Or check out We Buy Any Car. She could be unsure if she got a good deal part exchanging. Or have cash in the bank with more bargaining power to get a bigger car for her five-a-side team. Totally played. Oh, total player. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Sharing intimate photos of her without her consent.
Unwanted touching. Unwanted comments. Unwanted nudes.
Controlling what she can and can't wear.
Controlling who she can and can't see.
Threatening her.
Enough. This is abuse.
If you think it's wrong, act on it.
Call it out. Show support. Report it.
There are many ways you can safely tackle violence against women and girls. Find out how at gov.uk/enough. If someone is in danger, call 999.
Step aboard the legend of the Titanic, London's award-winning exhibition devoted to the world's most famous ocean liner at Dock X Canada Water. Walk her decks, explore her cabins, discover her secrets. With 360-degree projections, VR, an interactive metaverse, artifacts and more. Book your tickets today at legendoftitanic.com.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
I really like you. Do you like me?
Yeah, sure, why not? This text says, when the ballroom opens, I wonder if Trump will release a mixtape. He'll claim to be the best DJ in the world with all the best records.
I have the best records. They're all by the Village People. It's a tremendous band. Not gay. They're very macho, macho men.
Merthyr Tydfil. Hello, Jeff.
How are you doing, Nick?
Good, thanks.
Good. I'm ruminating about the by-election in Caerphilly on Thursday.
Yes.
I've been thinking that there's been a blow has been struck for democracy. You know, this slow decline, you know. I mean, Trump's going to be there till he dies, right? Democracy is dead.
I think he's going to be there beyond death, right? Actually. I think they're going to take his brain out and put it into a robot.
Affirmative.
He'll be leading us forever.
And, you know, the danger is what's going to happen here in this country, you know, it's important, isn't it? You've got to fight against this. And one of the big stories that was, I mean, if you remember, for the last, since June, I've been phoning you up to say, watch this guy, Nathan Gill, you know, and eventually he gets charged last year and his case was due to come up next year. in view. He pleads guilty to 8 counts of bribery from a Russian spy for promoting Kremlin propaganda in the European Parliament. It's simple, straightforward. He's pleaded guilty. He's awaiting. He's going to go down. Okay? Now, what I'm saying is, the silence on this story is deafening.
Yes.
And the New York Times was the only one to report it.
And if you want news about this country, then you have to check the press 3,000 miles away. Yeah, you're pretty much right on that. It's the same kind of attitude from the press. I saw a video today of the chap that just won in Caerphilly. What's his name again?
Clive Powell.
Yeah, nobody can pronounce that. Which is
W-L-Y-R.
Right. So he was being interviewed by one journalist at the count, and behind them there was a group of about 30 journalists, all of whom had their backs to him, the winner, who was only being asked a question by one journalist, and they pointed to this pack of journalists with their backs to him, and all of them were trying to interview the reform guy who lost.
Yeah. And was given a wonderful opportunity of just sort of ranting on about, the Labour Party, they're dead or whatever. Mm. And the winner was totally ignored.
Yeah. 61% of the people that voted in that election voted for centre-left parties. I've got a Nigel Farage favourability tracker in front of me, and it pretty much hasn't moved since the middle of 2024. People who think favourably of him, 30%. People who think unfavourably, 63%.
Yeah.
I've got something else. Who would be the best Prime Minister? YouGov poll of August this year. Who do Britons think would be the best Prime Minister? Starmer or Farage? Well, Starmer won that in a landslide. Starmer or Badenoch? Again, Starmer won it in a landslide. Ed Davey or Nigel Farage? Ed Davey won that one, hugely. Ed Davey or Kemi Badenoch? Well, Ed Davey won that one. The only one that Farage beat, and it was only by the thinnest of margins, was Kemi Badenoch. I mean, that's just embarrassing. So this nonsense about, you know, it's predetermined, he's going to be our next Prime Minister. Blue, light blue is the colour. It's just absolute nonsense. And this is the press who are trying desperately to make it happen. And you have to ask why. Why are they trying desperately to make it happen? Why are foreign-based, tax-averse billionaires who control our media desperately trying to get Farage into number 10? Why?
That's a good question, isn't it?
Thank you.
The end result, Nick, is that we are now facing the threat of ultra-right-wing, undemocratic cover from this. Why aren't they following up the Nathan Gill story?
Well, what's weird is, I mean, if you look online, you can see Nathan Gill, you know, talking about all his Russian talking points, you know, the usual thing about, Ukraine, they shouldn't have started this war and we could all see it coming and blah, blah, blah. And then it's intercut with Farage standing on his feet in the European Parliament saying almost the exact same things, like word for word, which is kind of odd. Maybe just Farage had listened to Nathan Gill and thought, yeah, I think that too, and then just repeated it, because otherwise you might think negative thoughts.
Exactly. And the big question is that when he turned up out of the blue to plead guilty, totally unexpected. And they put aside the 9th charge, which was conspiracy. And if you think about it, Nick, who would that involved?
Well,
he's a fall guy. He's a patsy. Well, he's going down to cover it all.
Well, Jeff, you are. I know that you're just asking questions. But questions can get you, zip-tied in the street and put in an unmarked van and taken away, never to be seen again. So ponder on that a while. All right, thanks a lot, Jeff. You're in great danger. I'd move location straight away if I were you. Darren in London says, Did you see the story about Reform Council in Nottinghamshire spending £75,000 on flags? The same council also blocked the local press because they didn't like the questions they were being asked. And did you see the Kent Council video too? I'll give them credit. It was one of the funniest videos I've seen all year. Who said we don't get comedy no more? Good grief. These people are just obsessed with flags. I'm assuming because they ain't got nothing else. Reform-led Nottinghamshire County Council is to spend £75,000 on flags.
What?
More than 150 Union Jacks will be displayed in 82 locations in Rushcliffe, Broxtow, Bassett Law, Newark, Mansfield, Ashfield and Gedling, because that's exactly what the locals want their council tax to be spent on. Good grief. What a way to run a council, eh?
Dreadful.
Aylesford. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Nick. I've just got a bit of a cough.
Oh. So
bear with me. No, that's all right. No, I'm just going to have a sip. Bear with. Yeah, I know. Right, now, I'll be honest with you, Nick. Did my game today. Only two yellow cards today, which is good. Just to two. And they're getting better in my man management. But I had lots of options, which I gave to your secretary. But then we go on to Farage. Because I was getting a bit... I didn't know where to start. Now...
When as a referee in... what division is it? Is it just totally
I'm not
amateur?
Professional yet, because right, I'm recovering okay. from a lot of broken ankles
right.
and stuff.
But okay, but when you referee a game that is not, like, policed, you haven't got, you know, there are cameras everywhere and, you know, you haven't got, like, security, and you give somebody a yellow card, do they ever express their displeasure in the most violent way?
Well, do you know what, Nick? I listened to your show. It was exactly this time last year. It was on a Friday. I said I didn't like women's football. And you said you were surprised that players wouldn't punch a referee in the face.
Yeah.
Now, I was listening to that, to your show, the Friday show. And, well, we get the list of team sheets for players, whether they're playing or they're not, or they are on the bench or... You get a team sheet, and when you caution them, like yellow card or red card them, you have their names, and they get fined. You report
really?
It to the county FA.
Fined?
Yes, of course they do.
Is that the same for Premier League players? Do they get fined?
Yes, because the referee will have the names of their players. That's why when I was 15, there was another referee, this was 22, 23 years ago, he got punched in the face by a spectator, so they could run up. That wouldn't happen now, but players get, like, yellow card or red card. It goes to their local county FA, and they get fined, and if they hurt
much?
A referee, then they're banned for life, basically.
Wow, how much do they get fined?
I think it's the same as Premier League. So yellow card's £7, but
£7.
They
make five figures in a week, and you're fining them £7.
I don't know. No, but they're fined the same as what Sunday League. I don't know if that is the case, but if you get a red card, depending on the offence, so if it's violent conduct or. Serious foul play.
What about a red card? How much do they get for a red card?
Oh, I don't know, Nick, but if it's a second yellow, it's two yellows, so that'd be £14.
£14.
I don't know what it is like with Premier League. It may have changed, but it used to be that they would be fined the same amount as the players on Sunday League.
Right, well, it's possible that they don't actually have that change on them, so maybe they just give
no.
They just give you the keys to their roller. Because the ashtray's full anyway, so they were going to get rid of it.
I got bribed once. But anyway, now, I did have the Celebrity Traitors highly recommend with... Oh, you mentioned
I'm not watching
Claudia
that.
Wilkerman. Oh, why not, Nick?
No, I don't watch any of that garbage. It's chewing gum for the brain. Stop watching that stuff.
No, but I like Claudia Wilkerman, the one with the black hair that covers her eyes.
Can't see where she's going, yeah. What a silly thing to be stuck on. I mean, I know that people on TV like to have a look, but what a silly look to... decide on a look that you can't that practically renders you blind.
Yeah, but okay. So we've got this anyway. Yeah, what I want to know is about Farage. Definitely, I've written something down. I'm all over the place, Mark. I do apologize. But why do people keep saying that he's the man for the job and stuff? He is dangerous, and I don't get it. What's going on with...
It's a cult. They keep saying it because they keep reading it in the press, and the press keep printing it because it's propaganda is what it is. They're all in it together. Tony, I've got to go. Thanks for that. 0345-6060-973 LBC.
Sunday with Lewis Goodall.
As ever with Royal Family Finances, it is extremely opaque. More clarity is needed regarding £12 million payment made in 2022. This is a very serious matter which goes to the heart of the British Royal Family, and we still don't really know where the money came from and to what extent there may be some connection to public money.
Listen on our free Global Player app or the new LBC app.
Ed Miliband, the Energy Secretary, of course, Energy Secretary, thanks so much for joining us. He says there needs to be much more clarity regarding that payment and where it came from.
This goes well beyond the financial question. This goes much more to the frankly horrendous situation of Jeffrey Epstein.
Sunday with Lewis Goodall. Sunday morning from 10 on LBC.
When BP asked me to read the voiceover for their new Wild Bean Cafe ad, I thought I knew what to expect. But when they told me I'd be reading the script next to a mountain waterfall, on horseback, strumming a harp, in a hailstorm, naked, ow, 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 ow.
Ability criteria apply.
Experience. It's knowing the difference between a good deal and, well, a great deal. Right now, get 3 months free when you take out Saga Health Insurance. You get 24/7 GP access whenever you want it. And the freedom to choose your preferred private hospital with your own room should you need it. Search Saga Health Insurance for a quote today. New customers starting a policy before the 27th of November. Pay by monthly direct debit for the first year. Terms and conditions apply. Over 50s only.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
Shut up.
I can't. Paul in Manchester says, hey, Nick, I want to start my own political party. Fancy helping me buy a TV channel so I can replicate Reform's meteoric rise. And Lynn says, private money funding the US military should have every American out on the streets. Where the hell is the opposition? Yeah, that is absolutely incredible. There's a guy from a banking dynasty and a close personal friend of Donald Trump who is paying to fund the US military. He's paying their wages. And no one's saying a blind... Everybody in America's like, oh, you know, oh, well, that's just Donald. You know, oh, you know, it's just Donald Trump. Isn't he a gas? Or at the very most, they're saying, well, I mean, that might step over the line of what is and is not legal. We're going to look into that. We'll come back to you in about 3 years. We'll look into that very carefully. Unbelievable what is happening in America right now. It's absolutely terrifying. The echoes of the History Channel are obvious and getting louder and wider every day. People being taken from their homes in the middle of the night, their children naked, zip-tied in the street, then bundled into an unmarked van by people in masks and taken away. America! 0345-6060-973. Somerset, hello, John.
Hello, Nick, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Excellent. You sound like you've had your three-threaded week today, as usual.
I've had a hot cup of tea.
A hot cup of tea?
Yeah.
With or without biscuits?
No biscuits, no. We're in a biscuit-free zone.
Anyway, I was just carrying on the Welsh thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because even as I was talking to you, something just popped up on my phone, and it was a picture of an office in Caerphilly.
Caerphilly.
How do you say it?
Caerphilly.
Caerphilly. Okay, I should know because my friend Aaron's Welsh. And anyway, Reform Cymru is the office, and then it's got a shutter down. And you know, I would never use builder's language, so I'll use the word duck instead of the other one. There's graffiti on there. It says.
Yeah. No. Okay. All right. I think I know where you're going. You don't have to spell it out for us quite that graphically. Lexi says, I have another suggestion for your Trump bingo card. He will decorate his new ballroom with those jewels stolen from the Louvre. They'll look great.
I've got them. They're mine now.
Nadia in Hastings says, Nick, has Trump really increased the tariffs on Canada because of an advert? An advert with the voice and words of Ronald Reagan against tariffs. It's breathtaking. He's mad about the advert. More tariffs. But don't the American people themselves end up paying more for their goods? How poorly educated are the Americans? The world's gone mad. Well, it's the poorly educated who keep giving and giving.
I love the poorly educated.
Yeah, he said to a crowd of poorly educated people, and they whooped and cheered like he was giving them a compliment. Yeah, you know, those people. Fletcher in L.A. says, the White House is on the back of the $20 bill, but thankfully it doesn't show the part that has been destroyed, or Trump would use it as an excuse to issue new $20 bills that coincidentally have his face on them. Fletcher, it's worse than that. That Trump will put his face on currency has been on my Trump bingo card for ages now, and it's one of the ones I've ticked off, because he is going to do exactly that. He's issuing a coin with his fat, flabby face in profile. And I'm kind of surprised that he's gone with that portrait rather than something that makes him look more svelte. Saffron Walden. Hello, Jay.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Jay.
I just got told... Yeah, how are you? You okay?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, just picked up a phone and my wife said, you're not calling that man again. And I said, I am, because I know that man longer than you, so...
Wow, really? We have a more significant relationship, you and me, than you and your wife?
Of course. I know you for 20 years, maybe.
Right.
Since I arrived to this beautiful country.
Yeah.
Once beautiful country. But yeah.
No, it's still beautiful. It's still beautiful. There's nothing wrong with this country that a little TLC couldn't put right. And, some parts of it keep getting better and better.
You're one of the reason I passed my life in the UK test.
Oh. So
because you kept me learning about England. You and James O'Brien.
Right. You had that little book, didn't you? And you had to, all of those questions that may or may not come up on the test, and you had to memorize absolutely every single one of them. How did that go?
Yeah, very good. I mean,
right.
Yeah, I passed. So I got,
now,
if
you had to take that test again, would you be able to remember all of the things that you committed to memory back then?
Some of it, but yeah. It's like a driving test, isn't it? You pass the driving test and you don't follow it anymore.
No, that's exactly right, yes. You tear that book up and throw it away.
Because I was sitting in the car with my friend when I passed my driving test, and I was saying to him, why are you not checking mirrors? And so, back in the days, we don't need to do it.
Yeah,
so he would keep doing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, my point
after,
was...
After you pass your test, it's maneuver, signal, mirror, in that order. Don't forget.
Yes, but... unless you're an Audi driver,
yeah.
You don't need to do any of it.
If you are driving an Audi, you will already be doing this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But the reason I called you today is I'm really upset with the Labour Party. I'm not upset with them, but it's just the media is upset with them.
Hmm.
And they're trying to raise taxes, and we knew that because Tory Party salted the earth for Labour.
So exactly right.
They knew. And they were shouting before, you're going to raise the taxes, you're going to raise the taxes. And my point is, why they not, Labour should be going for, why can't they do mean tested, like for the companies? Like if the company employing the machines, like when you go to well-known supermarkets, you see lots of machines, you know, self-checkout, where you can't just check it out yourself.
Yeah.
They should be paying us, shouldn't they? Because we're doing their job.
Yeah, we do their job. And then some bell goes off in probably in head office, and then people rush to check that you've checked your goods fully. The amount of times that I've been stopped from leaving the store, to be honest, it was one of those handheld things that you beep your goods before you put them in the basket, and at the end you just hand this like device in, and it's already added it up. And they checked me one time, and I'd forgotten to beep my nuts.
Oh, no. Which nuts?
And so, mixed. And so, from that moment on, I think my name was Dirt in that shop, and they checked me every single time. I went through the process of beeping, and, you know, you just forget. You put something in your basket, you just forget. And they never let me get out of the store without checking thoroughly, as though I was some sort of, international criminal mastermind.
And I agree. When you're pushing that trolley, and then you're rushing through the gates, you know, and then they stop you. Have you noticed that? And you just like boom, and people behind you just like trying to bump into you.
Yeah.
And but it's locked, jammed the wheel, so you can't move out without the security guard to unlock
it. Well, I've not experienced that. Wow.
Not yet.
They must they must have your face on the wall at security.
No, but what happens is then you, I've seen a lady trying to push it through, but it's not going, you know, it's jammed.
Huh.
You need to wait for the security guard to come and unlock it. And
I've
she's just like,
never
keep
seen
pushing.
That.
No, you haven't seen it, but it happens. But anyway, it's not really. But my point is why Labour is not going after those companies who are employing, because they're not paying national insurance number. They don't pay income tax. They employed so many machines there, self-checkout machines.
Hmm.
And lots of people lost their jobs. Why can't they just do means tested taxes for big companies?
Means tested. They're based on the profit. Well, they're based on the profits that those companies make. Now, of course, companies can squirrel away tons of money and pretend that it didn't make profits. They can, they can lend money to themselves at stupidly large rates of interest and claim that they lost that money, even though they're paying it to themselves. I mean, there's all sorts of wizard wheezes that they can get around it. But eventually they're going to have to pay some small amount of tax, these giant corporations. And it is sort of means tested, I suppose, if you believe their accounts.
But they should stop that, I think, or maybe that,
For the benefit of the human race, the 99.999% of us should make a stand and make those corporations, pay their way. You know, I don't have time in this hour, but the minimum wage thing just came up again. I'll talk about that in a while. Isn't that exciting?
But, Nick, one more thing, in regards to Donald Trump, I'm worried about Statue of Liberty. Do you think he's going to repaint it soon? Because it doesn't look... I mean, do you think he's going to do something to Statue of Liberty or not? Is that on your bingo card or not? Trump bingo card.
Yeah, no, it isn't. And I'm thinking of a lot of things he could do to the Statue of Liberty, but none that I'd actually feel comfortable mentioning on the air.
Or deport it back to France.
Oh, I should send it back to where it came from. Yeah.
Okay, but have a good evening.
All right, thanks a lot, Jay. I hope your wife isn't too mean to you for having made this call. Nick in Colnbrook says, I've had this idea to stop your phone being stolen. I make a small hole in the case, thread a shoelace through it, and then you can hang it around your neck and tuck it under your shirt or your dress and use your buds or headphones, and then your hands will be free, and you can ask your phone to call contacts, auto-answer, or ask your phone to raise or lower the volume, and it won't, and people won't even notice it hanging there. I hope you read this out and help stop phone theft, says Nick, who is just trying to help. Is he helping yet?
No.
Not really. Although, a phone that I had well over a decade ago, it was one of the first times I bought a mobile phone. It was back when phones were stupid, not those smart things we've got to now. It was a stupid phone, not a smart, stupid phone. And that came with a cord that was actually attached to the phone itself that you put around your wrist. So if you dropped it, because that back then people weren't really stealing them, because they weren't really worth very much, but if you dropped it, it wouldn't smash on the ground. And I always thought, that's such a useful thing to have. Why did they stop making it? I mean, it just needs a little metal hook on the side of your phone to thread a little, thin little wire through. Anyway, thanks a lot, Nick. You've given us a lot to think about. 0345 6060 973, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10, Nick Abbott, LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation
This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. Police searching for the sex offender and asylum seeker released from prison by mistake on Friday have announced a new sighting of him in East London. They say Hadish Kabati was last seen at Dalston in Hackney at about 8 p.m. on Friday. He was accidentally freed by HMP Chelmsford earlier that day while serving a 12-month sentence, but Rob Bates at the Centre for Migration Control has been telling LBC the chances of finding him are diminishing.
He's now disappeared into London. I think he is probably gone. I think he is at the point now where if you look at how London operates and the large illegal migration population that we do have in London, I think there are opportunities for this individual to just simply disappear.
Labour's new deputy leader is calling on Sir Keir Starmer to be bolder and show whose side we are on. Lucy Powell has also warned against Labour shifting to the right to counter the threat being posed by Nigel Farage. She says we can't out-reform reform. President Trump says he does not plan to meet with Vladimir Putin until he thinks a deal is in place regarding a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine. He's told reporters in Doha, "I'm not going to be wasting my time." The US leader also said the war in Ukraine is proving more difficult to solve than he anticipated.
Azerbaijan and Armenia, that was very tough. In fact, Putin told me on the phone, he said, "Boy, that was amazing because everybody tried to get that done and they couldn't. I got it done." You had others that, if you look at India and Pakistan, I could say almost any one of the deals that I've already done, I thought would have been more difficult than Russia and Ukraine.
The Republic of Ireland's outgoing head of state says the country's new president-elect will have the full support of his office. Michael D. Higgins has congratulated the left-wing independent Catherine Connolly. Her opponent, Heather Humphreys, conceded defeat this afternoon. And in sport, England have lost 2-1 to Brazil in their first match since winning the women's Euros again. Georgia Stanway scored a second-half penalty, but the Lionesses couldn't recover from going 2-0 down during the friendly in Manchester. LBC weather, showers and eventually longer spells of rain for western and northern areas of the UK overnight, staying mainly dry and clear elsewhere. We'll see a low of around about 3 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
You know, some whack job can say this stuff and get away with it.
How are you?
I'm super, thanks for asking. 0345 6060 973. Dave in Hartlepool says, seeing as he's constructing a massive ballroom, will you add Blob the Builder to your list of Trump names? Blob the Builder, Donnie.
Don't talk to me that way. Don't talk to... I'm the President of the United States. Don't ever talk to the President that way.
Yeah, it's on the list. This says, you do realise doors are supposed to open into the room and not against a wall. This is to allow the people inside the room to have privacy if somebody walks in the room, rather than open the door and see what's going on in there, if you know what I mean. Okay, this is me last night. I had to rehang all of the doors in my old house, and I did it personally with my own hands. I did not get a builder to do it for me, and I changed the handles from one side to the other. So that meant I had to drill into the what was the hinge side of the door to put the handle and the lock and the keep and all that stuff. And I was very proud of myself for having done that. It looked an absolute state when I finished. Some were better than others. I mean, I did that to about 10 rooms. Or 10 doors, anyway, not exactly rooms. But yes, I did think that that might be what it is, that you open a door and that it covers... instead of opening to the wall so that you see what's going on in the room straight away, it goes to the door. The door opens into the room, so somebody who's in the room doing something they shouldn't ought to, they can't be seen immediately.
Disgusting.
And you don't surprise somebody who is standing there in the naughty naked nude. But that's, you know, that's how Victorians used to lead their lives. That's not how we lead our lives in the modern world now. It did not seem functionally correct that you had to dance your way around a door rather than just stride into the room. Be modern. And Alexandra says, Nick, on your advice, I bought an original vinyl copy of Led Zeppelin 4 last week, still in the shrink wrap. Unfortunately, though, over the decades, the wrap had attached itself to the cover like sellotape, and when I tried to remove it, it took half of the cover with it. I complained to the shop that it was a total rip-off. They gave me no quarter. Oh, no. Oh, no. I have been duped.
Oh, no.
That was... All of that was just building up to no quarter. Oh, you should be in prison, Alexandra. I mean it. Wandsworth. Hello, Thomas. Thomas?
Hi, how are you doing?
Just under the wire. Yes, Thomas.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
I think that we need to talk about Prince Andrew. I think collectively we should. I mean, should he be, should the royal titles be taken or not?
Well, let me think about that, Thomas. I'll ponder it a while and have a full report on your desk first thing in the morning. Hamid in London says, Nick, it's only a matter of time before the Republicans stage their own Reichstag fire as a pretext to suspending the Constitution and declaring martial law. And we can be certain that Keir Starmer would still be just as sycophantic towards Trump as he is now. Yeah, well, if you want favours from America, you have to be. Because otherwise he's going to spend the rest of his life and use every means in his power, in his considerable power, to punish you for an insufficient amount of flattery. I mean, standing up to him is not in our immediate interests in this country. Americans should be standing up to him because it's in their immediate blooming interest. But you know that great, huge and tremendous trade deal that we had with America? Well, that's not going to happen. Because apparently we're too busy talking about detail. Donnie doesn't like detail. He just likes, give me everything I want. And that's the end of the negotiation. So, yeah, you have to be sycophantic and suck up and all of the rest of it. Particularly as Brexit, which is, of course, Farage's signature policy...
I'm a nutcase.
Brexit has hampered this country like tying our legs together. So we're desperate for some trade deal anywhere we can get it. But, yeah, America has had its final fair elections. They ain't going to get that no more. That's gone.
The American dream... is dead.
Yeah, he killed it. Let's see now. Nuki, Bertie.
Hello, Nick. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
You know what? This whole time thing has been bothering me. And, well, there's a couple of things. And the more I think about it, it's mind-blowing. Because if you had somebody who was born at, say, 159, there could be somebody, it could be a friend of theirs, born in the next bed even, that could be born after them, but would be younger than them. The whole thing is just mind-blowing, isn't it? When the more you think about it, I mean, I think the men in the white coats are going to come and take me away very soon if I think any more, but it's just incredible.
Can you just run that by me again?
So imagine, right, let's say that you were born tonight at 1:45.
Yeah.
So you would be born first. I could then be born at 1:05. So technically, I'm older than you, but you were born first. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it?
It's making my mind go... Yeah,
My mind's doing the same thing. But, you know, there's a whole thing about that now, because then I'm thinking, so how do they document time? If an incident happens at 1:05 in the morning, how do you know which 1:05 it is?
Well, this used to... I used to get a cab home from work, and I was terrified about this day and the one in March because the cab companies would never know when to arrive because I would ask them to be here at 1:05. But, of course, the clocks at 1... No, at... When does it happen? Is it 1 or 2?
It's 2 and it goes...
At 2 o'clock, right.
Back, I think.
It goes back. So I would almost always wait an hour because my 1:05 would be actually 1:05, but they would wait till it was 2 and then went back to 1. And I would... see, my mind is being blown just talking about it.
As well, the cab company, you could get a whole hour's worth of being driven around and only get charged for 5 minutes. So for them, it must be terrifying. I mean, the whole thing. I know in World War II, they put the clocks forward by 2 hours, and that seemed to work. In the 60s, I think they didn't put the clocks forward, and then they decided that they would do it again. So I've got a compromise because, you know, the whole world's about compromise at the moment. So here's my... What if we just went half an hour and then we would... Then it would stop all the whinging, the whining about it. We would be there.
Just a half an hour.
And then let's forget about it, move on, and never talk about it again.
Right, well, I like the move on and never talk about it again part, but if only you didn't come with the 5 months of misery in between.
Oh, no, well, there's nothing we can do about that, unfortunately. Well, unless we can jump by 5 months.
Yeah, well, all we need is those belts that the Tomorrow People had, and then we could jaunt.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, all right, thanks a lot, Bertie. I think I've got that reference right. The Tomorrow People. Anybody remember them? Hands in the air, who remembers the Tomorrow People? No one. Just me. Chris in Middlesbrough says, Curly Whirlies, which you have to say with a Scottish accent, Curly Whirlies in the 1970s and 80s were the size of step ladders. It would take a weekend to get through one. Now they're the size of pencils. What's going on? Well, either they've got smaller or you've got bigger, Chris. One of the two. Maybe both. How many of all... Because I'm doing these from last night still. These are still the ones from last night. Let me see how many I've got to go before I get into tonight's. Seven pages. But where do the ones from tonight start?
They start under where it says tonight's texts.
Wow. I think I've just been subject to a savage swipe. I'm considering being offended. Let me think about that for a while. 0345-6060-973. Kerry in Essex says, regarding the old-fashioned idea of preserving the planet, it's not just a coincidence, but we in the UK now have an official dedicated storm season, as confirmed by the Met Office, but as long as the price of petrol is stable, nobody seems to give a damn. Wake up, people! This planet is burning and climate change is not being considered as an imminent catastrophe because Donnie Darko has denied it's actually happening. Yeah, all of the above is true. The human race is not going to save itself from an impending disaster. We will not suffer privations in the short term for our long-term benefit. We just won't. Oh, look, only three to go, and then I'm done with last night's, and I can plough into tonight's text. Sue says, the kids going to school when it's light maybe was relevant when we used to walk to school. Nowadays, they're all driven. Correct. This says, they should put the clocks forward 2 hours, like in the Second World War. I'm half asleep in the morning anyway. I prefer lighter evenings. Yes. And Jack says, wait, I'm Scottish in Scotland, and I hate the clock change. BST all year would be best. I like dark mornings, says Jack. Who probably is, conducting some sort of nefarious activities under cover of darkness in the morning. I don't know that that's the case. I'm just asking questions. 0345-6060-973, LBC.
This is LBC.
Sharing intimate photos of her without her consent.
Unwanted touching. Unwanted comments. Unwanted nudes.
Controlling what she can and can't wear.
Controlling who she can and can't see.
Threatening her.
Enough. This is abuse.
If you think it's wrong, act on it.
Call it out, show support, report it.
There are many ways you can safely tackle violence against women and girls. Find out how at gov.uk/enough. If someone is in danger, call 999.
Trains are three bridges for two adults, one skeleton and one fairy werewolf, as you do.
Just one pumpkin each, kids. Charlie, not that one, mate. It's nearly as big as you.
Back on the train with two little monsters and a couple of pumpkins. Now off home to spend a good 3 hours carving. Download the Thameslink Railway app to book kids' tickets for £2 on off-peak journeys. Thameslink Railway, where every stop is a story.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott. Call 0345 6060973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Hello, boys.
Phil says, don't forget to put your clocks back an hour tonight, but if you're a reform voter, put yours back to 1950. Lucy says, I hope I'm wrong, but am I the only one thinking that Trump is starting a war in Venezuela so Putin, rootin' tootin', can do what he likes in Ukraine? Well, Putin can do what he likes in Ukraine as far as Donald Trump is concerned. I mean, the only thing he appears to be concerned about is winning the Nobel Peace Prize, which could be, because Obakarama had one. You remember Obakarama, don't you? Yeah, back when things made sense, yeah. I think he's busy starting a war in Venezuela because Venezuela has the largest untapped oil reserves in the world. Coincidence?
No.
No, I wouldn't think so, no. John says, I've been thinking about a test for being allowed to vote. Just one question, which is, do you understand exactly what you were voting for? Anyone who answers yes can't vote. Yeah, I like that. That's good. That has my approval. Craig texts a name for the dear leader, Donald Duck à l'orange. That's no doubt what they'll be serving in the ballroom. And Gerard, on that subject, says, does Melania like the ballroom idea? Melania?
I don't care.
No, she's not that bothered. Camden, Claire. Claire.
Hi, Nick.
Yes, Claire.
I'd like to, first of all, thank you for a very colorful, very beautiful picture you painted for us with autumn leaves. This was not the previous week, but the week before that. And
I painted a verbal picture of the autumn leaves a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Right.
And it was great.
Huh. And, well, you sound overcome. Are you going to pass out?
No, I didn't.
With the beauty of it? No?
It's beautiful and I don't pass out because of beauty.
Right. Hopefully next week there'll be a little bit of sun. I can get out into a park of some sort and see what remains of the colours this year, because they have been absolutely fantastic. I'll just check the weather forecast while you wait. One moment, please, caller. Ooh, wow, look at that. Tuesday in London, it's going to be 59 degrees. That's positively balmy for the time of year. And it's going to be sunny on Tuesday, pretty much for the whole afternoon. And then, of course, it will get dark at about 5. But, you know, there's nothing we can do about that. What are you doing? You're making a noise with your you're making a noise with your phone. What are you doing?
Yeah, I was adjusting the volume.
Oh, right. Am I coming in clearly now?
Yeah.
Right, so what's up, Claire?
And also, I'd like to ask you to be more clear and more specific about how much the Farage man is harmful and dangerous, because when before the so-called referendum, the media who were speaking for Remain were not clear, and there were too many people who didn't know what Brexit exactly means.
Yeah.
And we can't allow ourselves to be subjected to a Farage influence.
We can't be led by whoever happens to shout the loudest.
Yes. And with no respect for accountability,
yeah,
and truth.
Right.
Because people say, he tells me the truth.
Oh, God.
But he doesn't tell them the whole truth.
He doesn't
tell them about his participation in what inflicted upon them.
The same thing you hear about from Donald Trump's cult fans. Why do you like President Trump, they'll say, and some toothless, mouth-breathing moron will say, well, I like him because he tells it like it is. The man who lies with every breath tells it like it is. Those people.
Yeah, exactly. And people who believe, who are still believing the Farage man, should look at what the U.S. is about nowadays.
Right.
Or alternatively, they can look to Russia and imagine living there.
And I don't think it would make the slightest difference, because they've joined a cult. And they believe in the dear leader, regardless of what he says or does. And it doesn't really matter if they suffer under his leadership. And you can see this in America. Trump's cult fans don't care if they suffer. They don't care if, their healthcare gets cancelled. Just as long as somebody else's healthcare gets cancelled. Just as long as somebody else is suffering, they don't care if they do.
And I would like particularly to address women now, because there are too many women who say that they like the Farage man visually. And I wonder...
No, there aren't.
Exactly. And I would like to tell them how do they feel after his latest affront. Was he speaking to a journalist, a female journalist?
Oh, yeah, Michelle.
To whom he said...
Yeah, Michelle Hussein, I think their name was. Yeah, he said... She asked him a perfectly reasonable question, and his answer was... I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was something like, calm down, dear. I know what you're trying
to
do.
He said, look, love.
Look,
so
love, right. Yeah. I don't, God.
That's horrible. That's inadmissible.
Yeah. But I seriously doubt the veracity of what you said at the beginning there, Claire. I very much doubt. Now, I don't know that this is true. I'm just asking questions. Do a lot of women actually find Nigel Farage physically appealing? I know that that's what you said. I'm not calling you a liar, but...
Sadly, yeah. Because I was listening to what people were saying when the Reform had their conference, and people coming out after the conference, they were all ecstatic about him.
Right. Okay. I'm not sure ecstatic is quite the right word, but yeah, that is the nature of joining a cult, you see. It doesn't matter what they say or do. They just love it. Yeah. Anyway, Claire, I got to go. There's one more thing. Go ahead. One more thing.
I'm ashamed of womanhood with their reactions to the Farage man. And also...
Oh, and another thing.
Also, I'd like to say that I'm glad that I haven't spoken to you for such a long time, because you must have ascended to quite a prominent place on the list of people for punishment, Trump's list of people for punishment.
For punishment, yeah. Well, I've decided not to go to America, not now, not ever, never, until the current regime is thrown in jail, or they pick up sticks and go to relocate to a South American country where they will never be heard of again. We can only cross our fingers and hope for the latter. Thanks a lot, Claire. 0345 6060 973. Ricky says, I'm struggling to hear you over the dog snoring, and I can't turn you up much more because the wife and the baby are asleep. I've already thrown 3 plastic bottles at the dog, and he just looked at me, laid down, and continued to snore. Well, you're lucky that the noise is coming out of the mouth end. Rob says, a controversial opinion, but there's no place for children or dogs in the pub. If Farage promises to do something about it, then he has my vote. Yeah, I totally agree. There's no place for children or dogs in the pub, or anywhere in public. That's not a controversial thing to say, is it? John says, emergency supplies, stock up with canned goods, rice, beef jerky, peanut butter, OXO cubes, cooking oil, etc. Also, 3 litres of water a day, a 6-gallon, 18-litre water container is good. A wind-up radio, a hurricane lantern, and a dual-fuel stove that runs on petrol. He's stocking up for an emergency.
Emergency! Everybody to get from street. Emergency,
everybody to get from street.
And I thought about doing that exact same thing. I did buy a massive jug of water, but and you know, I put it away in the dark, in a dark cupboard. But I couldn't find a best before date on it. Do they put that on water? I thought they did. I looked everywhere, couldn't find it. Couldn't find one on it. So presumably, if you know, if it really comes down to it, I'll kill myself by drinking out of date water. But I thought, you know what? With everything that's going on in the world, I should buy canned goods, rice, beef jerky, peanut butter, Oxo cubes, cooking oil, etc. And buy a wind-up radio and hurricane lantern and a dual-fuel stove that runs on petrol and all that good stuff. And I thought, I'll do it later. I'll do it later. Because that sounds like an excellent plan. Later. Stock up for an emergency. Later. And I bet that's your plan too. 0345-6060-973. Belsize Park. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Hello. You shouldn't say later, because you're always telling people off who don't do their alarms, their smoke alarms. They say later, and you go mad at them.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
I'm still trying to get my head around how you can be older than somebody who's younger than you.
I know.
Because of the clocks.
Yeah, that did fry my brain.
Yes. Well, I'm kind of trying. Anyway, the reason I phoned was because of this wretched thing of the clocks going back.
Hmm.
I just wanted to give a warning to anybody who has got an antique clock or a long case clock or a clock with